News, I'm Ben Thomas. South Carolina's used to firing a squad to execute a man who killed an off-duty police officer in 2004. Lisa Dwyer has details.
Three volunteers fired bullets at 42-year-old Michael Mahdi's heart, killing him at a Columbia, South Carolina prison. It's the second time the rare execution method has been used by South Carolina in the past 5 weeks, as the state works its way through a list of death row prisoners following a 13-year pause. Mahdi chose a firing squad over lethal injection and the electric chair. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
An immigration judge has found the government can deport student activist Mahmoud Khalil as a national security risk. His lawyers say they will appeal. Trump administration attorneys have told a federal judge they're unable to provide information on the location and status of Kilmar Abrego Garcia, a Maryland man mistakenly deported last month to El Salvador.
U.S. District Court Judge Paula Zinnes said she wasn't asking for state secrets and that it was extremely troubling. Deputy Assistant Attorney General Drew Ensign couldn't explain where Abrego Garcia was or if anything had been done to comply with Thursday's Supreme Court ruling that he be brought back.
The government refused to provide any of those pieces of information.
Attorney Simon Sandoval Moschenberg spoke to reporters outside the court after the hearing.
They've had plenty of time between the Supreme Court's order early yesterday evening and now. He should be here in the United States. It's a five-hour flight.
The Salvadoran citizen had an immigration court order preventing his deportation over fears he would face persecution from local gangs. The administration claims Abrego Garcia is a member of the MS-13 gang. His attorneys say there is no evidence. I'm Jennifer King.
China's hiked tariffs on U.S. goods to 125%. Consumer sentiment is down, but inflation at the wholesale level eased last month. And Seth Soutel reports stocks closed higher.
The S&P 500 rose 1.8% Friday, more than 5% for the week.
This is AP News. A solemn Passover in Southern California.
Passover begins at sunset on Saturday and ends after nightfall on April 20th. It commemorates the exodus of ancient Israelites from slavery in Egypt, as recounted in the Bible. Members of a 104-year-old Pasadena, California synagogue that burned down in the Los Angeles fires in January are among those getting ready to celebrate Passover. Many community members lost more than just their homes. They also lost sacred items such as Kiddush cups and Seder plates that are commonly used during the traditional holiday dinner. In many cases, they're heirlooms and other objects brought over by family members who survived the Holocaust. While the sanctuary adorned with stained glass panels completely burned down, all 13 Torah scrolls were saved, including a Persian scroll retrieved by a congregant from Iran. 30 of the synagogue's 435 families lost their homes, and even more were displaced. I'm Walter Ratliff.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.